Life remains precarious as well in West Africa, especially for those infected by the Ebola virus. Photographer Pete Muller was recently on assignment for the Washington Post in Sierra Leone. He was reporting on the Ebola outbreak. He says he returned to his base in Nairobi from Sierra Leone with some powerful impressions.
Well, I think certainly what struck me the most was the extent of the epidemic and, you know, a number of the humanitarian actors, namely Doctors Without Borders, truly stretched to their capacity.
As a photojournalist, what does that mean visually? Where was your eye drawn?
One thing that I found to be particularly interesting was, so one way of curtailing the spread of Ebola, transmission is particularly acute when people are dealing with the bodies of those who've died of Ebola. And what's happened is that the International Federation of the Red Cross has stepped in an attempt to curtail these traditional burials. But they have, for the entire district of Kailaun, which is really the epicenter of the outbreak, they had about 20 workers who are dealing with the bodies. They had 2 to 3 vehicles, and they were tasked with, you know, safely burying all the people who are passing away in the entire district of Kailaun. So you saw a group of people who are absolutely overstretched in terms of trying to stem this very critical part of the epidemic.
I mean, your pictures, which we'll have a selection of at PRI.org, I mean, they really kind of hammer home just what a surreal scene it must be. I mean, I lived for several years in West Africa in rural parts, and to think of men dressed in what amounts to spacesuits coming into these mud brick homes, and it must be really scary for these people to see their loved ones being taken away by these strange people.
For sure, people are, you know, in a very remote village where people have limited exposure to the outside world, to see people come in that type of attire is extremely disheartening. I saw at least the civilian population that is terrified of Ebola has really come to terms with the fact that the virus is very real and that it's had a devastating effect on many communities. And people are being cooperative. In Sierra Leone, the entire population is upholding a policy of no touching. So throughout the country, no one is shaking hands. Even in crowds, you hear people telling each other not to touch one another. And as awful and devastating as it is to not be able to engage in the traditional burial practices, people understand that this virus is very real, and they want to abide by what the officials are telling them.
From your photographs, Pete, it looks like you were using, in many shots, a wide-angle lens, which tends to distort, and your images imply that you were standing closer than that 6 feet kind of recommended as a cutoff point. But what about you? Were you concerned?
I was very concerned. I was extremely vigilant in terms of what I perceived to be high-risk exposure. You're right, Marco, that they do recommend a 2-meter or about 6-foot buffer zone between you and anything that's considered to be high risk. And I tried as best I could to abide by that and certainly never came into any direct contact with any bodies or infected people. But, you know, also I think it's important to keep in mind that the transmission of Ebola, while it is highly contagious among people who are infected and symptomatic, people don't get it off of door handles and money. You know, it comes from contact with the bodily fluids of people who are infected and symptomatic. So while I was extraordinarily vigilant, almost to a neurotic degree, I also tried to balance that in my own mind with some medical information about how the virus is actually transmitted.
You must have seen a really stressful side of life for Sierra Leonean families. For you as a photographer, Pete, what was the most hopeful image you came away with from Sierra Leone?
Well, I think something that certainly experts informed me of is that, you know, we're seeing higher rates of survival in this outbreak than we'd seen in any previous outbreak. So I was fortunate on a couple of days to accompany Doctors Without Borders health promotion officials as they brought survivors of the virus back to their home environments. So, you know, we're seeing 30% to 50% in terms of survival rates as opposed to preceding epidemics, which were upwards of 90% fatality from Ebola. So while the crisis is certainly acute and people are terrified and the ramifications are severe, there is the positive element that more people are surviving this particular strain of the disease than they have in previous outbreaks.
And those survivors who come back home, how are they treated?
People still have a high degree of fear about people who've returned. They can face pretty severe stigmatization, which of course compounds what they've already experienced, being inside a facility, seeing a tremendous amount of sickness and death, grappling with their own survival. So it's a complex experience for people who come away from this, who are fortunate enough to survive.
Photographer Pete Muller, recently on assignment for the Washington Post in Sierra Leone. Again, we'll have some of his powerful photos from his trip at PRI.org. Pete, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Marco.